Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. This is a podcast about the strange and unusual, the secret and conspiracy, the fringe and the supernatural. This is a show where we do little to no research on our topics. We are not professionals in any field except speculation. This is the Secret Transmission Podcast, and today we're going to be talking about Ouija boards. Welcome to the show. I am your host, Toby. And alongside me are my co-hosts. Please introduce yourselves.
Rudy.
Kristen.
Tony.
Hi, Tony. It's been a while.
I know.
Are you ready to get down with some Ouija?
Get down with the get down. Down like a rodeo clown.
So, first off, how does everyone say Ouija board?
Ouija.
Because a lot of... there's arguments that it's Ouija. How do you feel about Ouija?
That's fine.
No?
I don't care.
It's like tomato, tomato, potato, potato.
I call it the devil's board.
Well, see, and what the devil's board, that almost went right past me. So, like, I found a couple of different places where people are like, no, it's definitely pronounced Ouija. And then some places are like, it's Ouija. So, we're going to say Ouija. Just because we're G's?
Ouija, Ouijiao, Ouji, whatever they want to say.
They think that it's derived from the French and German words for yes, and which is oui, I guess, mm-hmm. And ja.
Uh-huh.
So yes is ja, I guess. I don't know. Is German... You're German, or you know German.
It's ja in German.
Is it ja? So
is it spelled J-A?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, wait, how do you say it in German? Ja?
Ja.
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 So, it would, if we're going by that...
J-A-H is ja, I think.
If it is French and German combined, then that means it's we. Say it? Wait, what's German again? I forgot.
Ja.
Ja? So it's we ja.
We ja.
We ja.
Ouija?
Not Ouija.
But I think it's just German. I mean, I think it's just French, though. Oui and ja.
Huh. Anyways, but that's supposedly where the name comes from. Or it's also known as a spirit board or a talking board. There's a similarly pronounced Hindu word. Say that word for me, because I'm not going to be able to say it. Oja?
Osha.
Hosha.
Osha.
Which means the ones who deal with spirits. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a similar word. It's O-J-H-A, in case you want to try to sound...
And I probably completely butchered it, too, because I don't speak the Hindu.
So the most common Ouija board that we're used to is usually just a flat board. It's got all the letters of the alphabet, numbers 0 through 9, the word yes... And the word no, and they're usually in opposite corners. And then the word goodbye, which is usually like at the bottom in the center. You usually use a wood or plastic piece called a planchette, which is French for little plank. It is the piece that is usually shaped like a heart or a spade or a teardrop. The way you use the Ouija board is the participants put their fingers on the planchette. We are mimicking putting our hands on a planchette right now. And you ask it questions, and the planchette will spell out the words by letting the spirits move it. Y'all got any Ouija board experiences?
You're just supposed to put your fingers on it. You're not supposed to put any force behind it. You're
no.
You're supposed to guide it.
Let
it guide you.
Elbows off the tables. And it gets real uncomfortable real quick.
We had it on the floor. So you wouldn't have to rest your... You did it on the floor so you weren't, your elbows weren't on anything.
So you got a story? A Ouija board story?
I mean, I did whenever I was little, but I don't believe in all of it. I think that people were pushing the planchette or whatever.
Who's pushing? Are you moving it?
Yeah.
You're moving it, aren't you?
But I think we had one real one. It was late at night, and we did the candles and all that thing whenever I was young. But I don't know. I don't believe.
My aunt used to get me a new one every Christmas, because we used to play it inside her house, because it's haunted.
So you did it in a haunted house?
Yeah, and then one Christmas, it was when the Ouija boards first came out with the glow-in-the-dark one, so we were able to play it in the dark.
Yeah, I never got one of the glow-in-the-dark ones.
So we would play it up in the hallway. But we don't know if somebody was in the closet or not, but we never found out because everybody... It was on my birthday, and we went up there, and we did it in the hallway, and, like, the... It was, like, one of the... what is it? Like, the closet doors that are the folding closet doors, you know? And whenever that thing started, like, shaking. But we don't know if anybody was up there. We just heard noises, so we all ran downstairs, but... I don't know. I have some pretty mean cousins that probably could have been behind it.
Trying to scare you.
But my aunt knew that the house was haunted. She was like, Kristen, I'll give you $20 if you go up there and get this bear out of the room so I can show your aunt. Because my aunt had... She's broken her hip 3 times in the house. So, and it's real horrible on it. So, she broke her hip 3 times so she couldn't really walk up and down the stairs because the stairs was actually where she fell.
Right.
And she always claimed that she felt like she was being pushed. But, so she... was like, I'll give you $20 if you go up there and get that bear. So I can, I mean, I even asked my cousin, he was walking by at the time, and I was like, I'll give you half the money if you go up there with me. And he was like, absolutely not.
So you were definitely playing in a haunted house.
I ran up there, yeah.
Huh. Do you got any experiences?
No.
Have you ever messed with the Ouija board?
It's the same house that we talked about.
I have always heard stories. And
we're taking your Ouija cherry.
Yeah, I guess
so. Popping the Ouija cherry.
But luckily, we have a little kid here to sacrifice.
Yeah. No.
So, I've got 2 different stories.
He does not look amused by my little comment right now, either.
Nate Livery's going to whoop your ass.
Yeah, and I'll have it coming. It's okay.
I've got 2 different stories. The first one, I went to at my dad's house. There's a graveyard far in... He lives out in the country, and there's a small little graveyard. And me and a bunch of friends took our Ouija board out there, and we decided to put it on top of a grave. Yeah. And we played.
Genius.
Yeah. And we all did the, you're moving it. No, you're moving it. It spelt out, like... I can't remember the numbers exactly, but it was like, it spelled out the numbers 1-1, like 2-3 or something.
Yeah, that's the plot number probably.
Well, hold on. So, we were like, and then it fell off the edge of the board. And we were like, oh, this is dumb. It's not, because it wouldn't work after that. And then we walked back to the house. And when we got inside, I looked at the clock and it was like 11:33 or something. And I was like, did it tell us the time? Because, you know, this is... We had, you know...
I could just see the freaking body down there going, let me get my pocket watch.
So, I've always been convinced that if the Ouija board worked, it was telling us the time in that particular story. And then, a second time, we were in my room, sitting in the floor, with one candle lit, and it was me and 2 other friends.
I had to, like, scrounge around to find that lighter just to light that one damn candle. And we're like, where's Mom and Dad? Get the damn lighter.
So, we were playing it, and I actually have this on video somewhere, but it's on a Hi8 tape, so I'll never be able to get it transferred to digital or something. But anyways, so we're filming, and we're playing with the Ouija board, and it's moving all over the place, and... All of a sudden, it just moves real hard and slides off of the board. And then there's a bang! And it's on the other side of my room, which is my mom's room. And we took off running into the living room, and my mom was in the living room. And we didn't have any cats or dogs or anything like that. And we had that noise. And I was like, we asked her, did you hear that? And she was like, no. So... I don't know.
I do have one that I completely forgot, because we didn't play with the Ouija board. We made our own. And so we had drew out the alphabet and everything and did the yes or no. And instead we used, not the round marbles, but the marbles that had the flat, you know? Kind of like...
Yeah.
Okay, so we used those, but they were clear.
Right.
And so we only used a certain amount, but while we were playing, and we lit candles too, that sort of reminded me of it. Megan's going to kill me for telling stories. She was like, don't ever mention this again, because it was horrifying for us. But we were playing, and in the middle of us playing, it was me, her, and our friend that stayed the night all the time. I think it was Christy. And we actually were playing it, and the window got knocked out while we were playing.
Weird.
Like,
so, yes.
Like,
so,
broken glass?
Yeah, broken glass. Out? So, ooh, the window nice. Got broken. And we're... Well, because
creepy.
Me and Megan used to get in a lot of fights whenever we were younger. we smashed one window in the midst of a fight. So we're like, oh my God, our parents are going to kill us. They think that we're fighting and blah, blah, blah. So we called the cops because we were literally terrified. We were staying there by ourselves. And I think Megan was probably like 13, so I was 10, and her friend was 13 too. The cops came and they said that the glass was on the outside, so it had to be knocked from inside.
Weird.
That is weird.
So there's no way that someone could have been standing outside
and busted it.
Yeah, could have been standing outside and busted it in to get to us.
Unless they had like mutant powers and they pulled the glass towards them.
Yeah.
Okay, so some history on the Ouija boards or talking boards. One of the earliest methods of talking to the dead was found in China around 1100 AD in the documents of the Song Dynasty. They call this the method of automatic writing, Fuji, which I believe translates to planchette writing. So there's this, well, I'll get to it in a little while, but there's a certain type of writing, automatic writing that they did with like a talking board planchette kind of looking thing. And anyways, I'll get to that in a little while.
Don't they do that now? They have where people claim that they can just put their hand there with a pen or pencil and spirits can write messages through that?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
Supposedly. So we'll get to that in a little while, too.
Oh, sorry. Here I go.
You always like to jump the gun. And
yeah, I know.
Jump the shark and everything. You ruin everything.
I just bury everything.
So this practice, this was practiced at the Quanzhen school until it was forbidden by the Qing dynasty. How do you say all these words? Quanzhen?
Get your glasses on over there.
Qing? Hey.
Let me see what we got.
Quanzhen?
Good enough.
And Qing.
Sing, I think.
It's Q-I-N-G, so I'm going to call it Qing. It's the Qing dynasty. So it was practiced until the Qing dynasty said no more. Several scriptures of the Douazhang are supposedly works of the automatic writing. Similar methods of mediumistic... That was a cat or something.
I hope so.
Similar methods of mediumistic spirit writings have been practiced in ancient India, Greece, Rome, and medieval Europe. And I even want to say that there was something about Egyptians did some form of automatic writing.
Why not? I'm sure a lot of the old cultures...
I could just imagine that a lot of... Yeah, I mean, especially...
Weren't the oracles of Delphi doing the same things in ancient Greece?
Weren't
they able to...
It does say Greece on here, so... I mean, I would think that if anyone, Egyptians would want to talk to the dead.
Right.
You know, just, I don't know, that just makes sense to me. In 1886, the use of talking boards was pretty common and would actually be reported in the news in some places. Hmm. So, it was pretty popular at one point in time. So, a lot of the sources that I found, it kept coming up over and over, was these sisters. They're called the Fox Sisters. A lot of people think that this is what kicked off the modern wanting to talk to the dead. In New York in 1848, the Fox Sisters tried to use like table wrappings, as a form of spirit communication. I wasn't quite understanding what they were using, so I didn't look too much into it. But they claim that they were successful in communicating with the spirit of a man who was murdered for his money and buried in the basement of the home that they lived in. So the Fox Sisters are usually credited as the start of the spiritual movement and made other people want to start connecting with the other side. In 1851, though, a family relative. Well, I try to just not read my notes directly.
My bad.
In 1851, a family relative claimed that they helped assist the sisters in making like the bumps and the noises, and tried to give their secrets of theirs you know.
Someone came out and tried to debunk them and try to say they were frauds.
Yes.
Huh.
So this is, what I say.
1851?
So this is only 3 years after they claimed that they were talking to the dead. Again, I don't know what bumps and stuff they were making and stuff. It was a lot of information that I didn't really care to read,
right,
if you want me to be honest.
I guess they were doing like a little Morse code thingy, and then they were quote-unquote interpreting.
Well, there was bumps and cracks and stuff that they were hearing.
Right.
In 1888, the sisters were offered $1,500 to expose the truth of how they do it. In front of a live audience of 2,000, they showed that they were cracking their toes to make ghostly sounds, or something along the lines of that. But they went ahead and took the money and were like, yep, this is how we do it. This is how we talk to the dead, air quotes.
So do you think they sold out, or do you think they just took the money and made something up, and or what?
Let's put this out there.
Okay.
It's 1888.
Right.
$1,500.
That's quite a bit chunk of change.
That's a lot of money.
Right.
Even if I was talking to the dead, I'd be like, I gotta find some way to show that I'm... So, now, a lot of people won't credit that part when they have their information up on, because I watched a bunch of YouTube videos and stuff. They just put the first part of, they figured it out with table wrappings and stuff, and I was... So, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. Who knows?
Could be either or.
So, the Ouija... He's not happy about this.
He just keeps shooting me glares, and it's hilarious.
Glares are having a field day.
Oh, I know. They always are.
It's very strange they don't have field days when we're not talking about Ouija boards.
I know!
Just saying.
There's your black cat, like, freaking fetched after me a while ago, and I was like, Montessoriba.
So, a little more history on the Ouija boards. Elijah Jefferson Bond, a lawyer and inventor, patented the planchet sold with the board and the letters on it. The patents were filed on May 28, 1890. So this is just a few years after the sisters kicked it off.
Right.
That's why I thought, maybe it is important to bring them up a little bit. This is the invention of the Ouija boards as we know today. The issue date on the patent was February 10th, 1891, so it took almost a year to get it going. So they received the U.S. patent 446,054, in case you're curious.
If somebody wants to look it up, verify it.
There it is.
Yep.
So Charles Kindred, the founder of the company that manufactured the boards, claimed that he learned the name Ouija from using the board and that it was an ancient Egyptian word meaning good luck. He started to produce his own boards under the name Ouija.
Okay.
One of Eli's employees, named William Fold, took over the production of the boards in 1901. William started to claim that he invented the Ouija board. William ended up suing many of the other companies for producing Ouija name and boards, you know, for taking the name and for using the same type of boards.
Right.
In February 1927, he climbed up the roof of his Hartford Street factory in Baltimore to supervise the replacement of a flagpole. A support post that was holding him up gave away, and he fell to his death.
That's because karma. Ouija board was like, I'm not having any of you.
Ouija board is for everyone. So after he fell to his death, his children took over and they marketed their own versions of the Ouija board. And in 1966, the children retired and the Fold's estate sold the entire business to Parker Brothers, and then it was later sold to Hasbro in 1991.
Okay. I thought it said... Parker Brothers on the thing. It is a Hasbro thing now?
Now, yes. On the Ouija board that Kristen and I own, ours is... What year's ours? Our Ouija
1960.
Board?
1960.
So, okay.
1960s?
So...
It would have the Parker Brothers.
It would be a Parker Brothers product.
Right.
But yes, if you go buy one nowadays, it will more than likely say Hasbro, unless you find yours at a, like, antique store or something. Right.
Here's what I say. Find a nice handmade one, like a wooden one.
Oh, that's I've looked them up on eBay. They're expensive. And they're amazing, but they are. They're expensive, right. Like $200.
Those seem like the fun ones that you'd want to play with.
Yeah. But this one we got from an antique store.
Right.
And, like, I know we paid 50 for ours, but I've seen them on eBay for, like, 160.
Mm-hmm.
So.
There might be a little market for that.
I just thought it was, we thought it was neat that it was an older one and that, I don't know.
Maybe it has a little history to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had people try to borrow it, and we're like, eh, no.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know, it is, it's a 50-year-old board, damn near. Wait, what year did you say? 60.
60.
So yeah, so 50. Yeah,
56
years old, yeah.
So, wow, that's crazy. That board is old.
It makes you wonder whose all hands have been on it.
Oh, man. Who, the dead that they have spoken to with it. Weird.
What if whenever you die... Then that's, and if you've ever touched a Ouija board, then your spirit gets attached to that too somehow. And that's what you can talk through.
See, I've always, we'll get to some of the Christian beliefs and stuff. Like, maybe it's not just Christian beliefs, it's just general beliefs, but people get spooked out by it. And we'll talk about some of that stuff in a little while. But let's take a break real quick, and we will be right back to talk about the scientific community looking into Ouija boards. We'll be right back.
Greetings, heathens and harlots. My name is J.D. Blute, and I am one half of your World Intergender Tag Team Champions of the World. Along with my wife, Crises, we are the Crises vs. Blute Show. We are a comedy podcast that focuses on wrestling horror and some amusing personal anecdotes. You can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Google Play Music, or wherever you get your podcast from. Please check us out.
What up, everybody? This your boy, B-Rob, the host of the Random Rambles with Rob podcast. Join me once weekly as I talk about random stuff, I guess. So if you enjoy things out of the norm and anything like that, give me a listen. I'm on iTunes, Stitcher, and all those other cool places. Or if you like Walmart like I do, you can follow me on Instagram at Random Ramblings, W_Rob, and follow my Walmart log, #Walmart. Walmart log. Matter of fact, if you want to find me, look up the hashtag RRRPC. That's 3 R's, PC. That stands for Random Ramblers with Rob Podcast. It's random, I know. Also, if you want to find me on Twitter, you can hit me up at RRR_podcast. That's 3 R's underscore podcast. Also, go to my website, randomrobcast.com. That way, you can support the podcast by buying some merch. Hell, my wife even wrote a book. It's called Dark Deception. It's down there. Go to the homepage, scroll down to the bottom, and you'll see all that cool stuff. So, thank you. Appreciate you. Be random.
And we are back. And Tony had to leave us.
Yep.
Frightened her little man with our tales of the Ouija.
So I shouldn't be giggling, but you know, I probably didn't help matters either.
I really didn't think that we were talking that scary or anything. I thought we were just kind of, our stories kind of sucked.
Yeah, but he, you know, how old is he? Eight?
Yeah, 8 or 9.
Yeah,
I thought this was, maybe I don't know children.
He's soaking it all in and freaking out.
Gibson's so weird and likes scary movies and stuff that, and you know, he's 7, so I forget not all kids are weirdos.
Yeah, not all kids like weird, scary things, so.
Let's go ahead and reveal, just in case my cats come running up here acting a fool, that they are all acting crazy right now, and Rudy swears up and down that it's got to be connected to the Ouija board.
They have not done this since I started recording with you, what, episode 11?
Yeah.
You know?
And what's also really weird is, kind of a behind the curtain, we had to try to start 3 or 4 different times, because every time we started recording, we'd get this really bad buzzing noise. And again...
No buzzing.
No buzzing now, and Rudy wants to say it's because the Ouija board was sitting here next to the computer.
Okay. Is there a buzzing sound now?
There's no buzzing sound, okay, so we're good then. Now.
Yeah, wait till you start using the board.
So, most of the scientific community in the early stages of the Ouija board believed this movement of the planchette was due to idiomotor response. Basically, they believe that you had no control over what you were riding or moving, and that a paranormal or supernatural force was moving you. That explains why the planchette would move.
Right.
So, various studies have been produced recreating the effects of the Ouija board in the lab and showing that under laboratory conditions, the subjects were moving the planchette involuntarily.
Okay.
So, some of the critics noted that the messages that were spelled out by the spirits were similar to whatever was going through the minds of the subjects.
Right. Right, I can see that, yeah.
So,
and I say that because I was watching a few videos on YouTube, and they were all freaking out about it, and then the one guy's like, oh, that's the name I was thinking, that's the name I'm thinking. It's like, well, yeah.
Subliminally.
Right.
Maybe people are doing that, and that's right. What this phenomenon is.
That's what the phenomenon is saying, is that you're subconscious is spelling it out for your conscious.
So, since I never asked you to read anything, you should read what the professor of neurology, Terrence Hines, in his book Pseudoscience and the Paranormal from 2003. Can you read that little
paragraph? Should I read it in a more educated sounding voice?
If you could, I would like that.
The planchette is guided by unconscious muscular exertions, like those responsible for table movement. Nonetheless, in both cases, the illusion that the object, table or planchette, quote, is moving under its own control is often extremely powerful and sufficient to convince many people that spirits are truly at work. Hold on a minute. I must grab some water. Anyhow, let's see, where did I leave off? Hold on, I'm so old here.
Your monocle's not
working. Yes, that's right, my monocle's not working. Let me see. The unconscious muscle movements responsible for the moving tables and Ouija board phenomena seen at seances, for example, of a class of phenomena due to what psychologists call a disassociative state. I have to go regular in order to
read words, right, that you're not used to seeing.
A disassociative state is one in which consciousness is somehow divided or cut off from some aspects of the individual's normal cognitive, motor, or sensory functions.
You may end up starting to read a little more since you do some character voices with it.
Now let me take my glasses off to make me look less sophisticated.
So, basically what he's saying is exactly what we were just talking about. Like, you know, if you're thinking it,
you may be doing it subconsciously. Yeah.
So, that could explain some of these, you know, maybe I had pulled out my phone during my little story that I talked about earlier, and pulled out my phone and was like, oh, it's 11:22 or whatever.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, 11:22. And it didn't, you know, who knows?
Right.
So, things like that could happen.
What kind of dumbass puts it on a grave, though? Graveyard.
This guy right here.
Obviously.
So, there have been people that have written books and poems directly because of Ouija boards. The entire thing has been written
by a Ouija board?
By a spirit using the Ouija board, supposedly.
Right.
I
wonder if Edgar Allan Poe used a Ouija board.
You know, I don't know. What year was he around?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Maybe the Raven was code for the Ouija board.
Emily Grant Hutchings claimed that her novel Jap Heroin, a novel written from the Ouija board in 1917, was dictated by Mark Twain's spirit through the use of the Ouija board after his death. Mark Twain keeping it going.
That's right, even after death.
Pearl Curran. We'll say Curran, that sounds better.
Yeah, I like Curran.
Curran. Okay, so Curran.
Sounds a little country.
Yeah, there we go. Curran said that for over 20 years, she was in contact with a spirit named patience Worth and wrote books and poetry, and she would channel Worth's spirit during these sessions on a Ouija board.
Ooh.
In 1963, Jane Roberts and her husband Robert Butts.
Oh, it is with two T's, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Robert, rock on.
Butts. Mr. Butts. On December 2nd, they began to receive coherent messages from a male personality who eventually identified himself as Seth.
Like the god? Like the Egyptian god?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Well, they ended up making a whole series of books dedicated, or dictated by Seth. I wonder what those books are about now. Because I didn't even, when I was writing that down, that never once crossed my mind. I was just like, Seth, what a weird name.
Exactly. And I'm like, oh, there's an Egyptian god right there.
So, other techniques of spirit communication is using a small basket with a pencil attached to one end, and a medium would touch the basket, establish contact, and the spirit would take over, writing a message from the other side. Other mediums of the time didn't care for that method. They would prefer letting the spirit take over their consciousness, and they would go into a trance. Just kind of like you were talking about earlier, they put a pencil in their hand and they just go blah, 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 right. And they write right. Scary stuff.
I like your official blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, well, that's
is that how ghosts write?
Yeah, you know, they make you like gargle your tongue. I don't know. Shut up.
Maybe the evil ones.
So, some other Ouija type talking boards, spirit talkers, walkie talkies, they had like the a divining or dowsing rod,
mm-hmm.
and that's a rod or a branch or a twig to find like buried water. Have you ever seen?
Yeah, the dowsing rods. They have the rod. It's got like a 90 degree on it.
And right. Supposedly, people think that you can. Yeah. Well, okay. So first off, it's supposed to find like water and like objects, and it's supposed to bend the rod or the stick down to wherever it finds it.
Right.
Supposedly, some people claim that you can ask it, spirits questions, and if it bends one way, it's yes, and if it bends the other way, it's no.
Huh.
A planchette, that's what I believe that it's called. This is an automatic rider, like we were talking about earlier. It has a small board with two wheels on it at one end, and a pencil on the other to make it like a third leg.
Mm-hmm.
It would write messages, and when people would touch it real lightly. So it basically, it's the planchette that we know and love,
right?
With a pencil and wheels, and you would touch it.
Okay,
and it would
write out their own messages.
Yep, and it'd pop wheelies and stuff. I guess
if it was really bored.
So, table turning. I couldn't understand this one. I tried so hard to understand it, and I'm just gonna read exactly what I wrote because it didn't make any sense.
Okay.
People would place their hands on the table, and it tips to a specific letter. Spiritualists chose the table as a divination device because it was a common piece of furniture, and that made it perfect for home circles or meetings. One member of the group would call out the letters of the alphabet or hold up alphabet cards and run a finger over it. The table would tip and knock at the chosen letter. Oh, okay, so maybe I understand it now. Maybe they have like a bunch of cards on one table or something, and they would run their finger at it, and if the table ever tipped,
that would be the number or card or whatever.
That would be the letter, yeah. Right. And I want to say that the Fox sisters had something to do with that too, like with all their...
Yeah, because they were doing knocking and scratching and right. stuff, so...
So, maybe, I don't know, maybe I sound like an asshole trying to explain that one, but...
No, it makes sense now. I mean, if you have a bunch of letters of the alphabet and numbers and stuff, and you run your finger over it, and you hear a knock or a tap on the table as you come across, right? Yeah, crack your toes at the right chance. Oh, that's supposed to be an S. Okay,
right. And then there's the pendulum oracle. So it's like a rope or a cord or some type of thread, and you'd hold it with your fingers with some type of weight at the end.
Yes,
a ring.
Yeah.
a diamond. Do you know anything about this one, Kristen? This seems like something up your alley.
Typically, it would be a pendant of some kind, and you would hold it over, like say you wanted to find enemy troop movements. The medium would hold a pendant, it would swing, and then once they got over where the enemies were, it would, like, focus in on that spot.
I've seen it, like, in movies, but I've never, like, known about it.
So, apparently, you know, you could put, like, yes and no question, you know, yes, the word yes on one side and the word no on the other.
I think that's more like witchery stuff.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it, but, I mean, talking to the dead kind of sounds like witchery. So, and then, if I didn't have this on my list of stuff, but I was thinking about it a little while ago, the newest type of talking to the dead... The Charlie thing.
Oh, jeez. I knew you were going to bring that up.
Well, I had no intentions of bringing it
We've
up.
We've done that, though.
We tried, me and Kristen tried it, and we were scared. we were kind of, like, real nervous about it, and we sat there, and we tried hard to get Charlie.
I think they proved it was fake.
Yeah.
Online. The one thing you won't ever get me to do, I don't give a shit if it's fake or not, I won't ever do Bloody Mary. That's it.
Yeah. I don't think I would do that one either, and I don't believe in that one, but it creeps me out enough to where it's like, yeah.
Or Candyman, because that movie, I don't give a shit if it was made in a box office $1 million. That thing scares the crap out of me.
I think I just don't want to go stand in the dark and look into a mirror. I think that's what creeps me out the most.
I think I've done the Bloody Mary one, and here I am, so I'm not too worried about it.
Maybe that's what's wrong with you.
We did talk about that in the Superstitions episode, if I remember correctly, too.
Which one?
Bloody Mary.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Almost positive we did. Unless Mandela jacked it all up for us.
Damn you, Mandela!
I swear to God.
So, those are all the different types of...
Ouija-style boards.
Ouija-style boards.
And I was going to say about the pendant one, if I remember correctly, that one has a huge... That one is very popular over in, like, the Asian countries.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and let me say, we didn't touch on even half of the Ouija boards, because there's, like, angel boards. There's so many different talking and spirit boards that, I mean, it's ridiculous.
People trying to cash in on the dead.
That's all it is. You gotta think, when certain people are grieving and they don't know what to do, they'll do anything. There's a lot of crazy stuff out there to cash in because someone is grieving and don't know how to deal with it exactly.
See, that's why I would make a homemade Ouija board to have. That way it wouldn't be anybody else's money but mine.
Okay, so do you want to hear some of the rules that I found online about the Ouija?
Yeah, I didn't know there were rules. I'm kind of glad, you know, I didn't go into this half-cocked.
There's rules on the box, and I may make Kristen read them here in a minute. First off, you never use the Ouija board alone. Do not use if you are depressed, stressed, irate, upset, bored, furious, sad.
Trepidatious?
What does that mean?
I don't remember. I've heard the word before.
Afraid, shocked, overconfident, or drowsy, as you could let a demon into your life.
I fit about half of those 90% of my life. I'm screwed.
If you get a demon, blessing the house could make the demon worse than it was already. Don't give the Ouija board to someone else to give them the problems. Never use a Ouija board if you think it is a game. Never let the spirits count down through the numbers or go through the alphabet, as they can get out of the board this way.
Oh my God.
If the planchette goes to all four corners of the board, it implies that you have reached a wickedness, soul, or evil presence into your life. You ought to never utilize some of the spelling's pretty. This is all just copied, too. I didn't do nothing. Don't make fun of me. You ought to never utilize a Ouija board in the event that you are a doubter or an atheist, as you could get the wickedness, soul, or devil. If the planchette tumbles from the Ouija board, a soul will get detached. Maybe that's wrong. What's wrong with me? My Ouija...
That's true.
...fell off. In the event that the planchette over and over makes a figure eight, it implies that a wickedness soul is in control of the board. If you ought to get a wickedness, why is it wickedness every, that sounds dumb. We'll say wicked every time now. I'm tired of sounding like a jackass.
Yeah. It's almost like it was written back in the day.
Yeah, and it may have been. If you ought to get a wicked soul, rapidly flip around the planchette and utilization it that way. Whoa.
Hold on, okay. If you ought to get a wickedness soul, rapidly flip around the planchette and utilization it
who can remember all these rules?
This game's not fun.
I don't even know what that rule means.
Yeah. The board must be closed opportunely?
Wait.
It says opportunely.
Opportunely.
Or evil spirits will remain behind it to haunt the operator.
Oh, yeah.
So you're gotta, that's, to close it that's out where you say end. You're supposed to say goodbye.
Right, yeah. I've heard that rule.
Never use the Ouija when you are ill or in
debilitated
conditions, since this may make you vulnerable, susceptible to possession. The spirit of the Ouija board creates winds for the utilizer, causing him to become more and more dependent on the board. This is called progressive entrapment. So I think that one's like,
basically, if he keeps calling things right, or like say you make a bet on something.
Like, yeah, okay, am I going to get that big promotion? And right. It says yes, and then I keep coming back for it.
I'm thinking it's more like you make a bet on something, and you Parker win. If you keep winning, and then eventually you bet it all, and then boom, you're lost. It was a very popular myth in a lot of ancient cultures.
Really?
A lot of the trickster gods would lure you in for a few,
right,
and then they'd dash you aside at the last minute. Yeah.
Evil spirits contacted through the Ouija board will endeavor to win your confidence with mendacious flattery and perversities. How do you say that word?
Perversities.
Damn it. I need to go back to school.
Oh, look, two rules down, you dipshit. Look at number 16. Well, read 15 first.
15. Always be obeisant and never upset the spirits. So be obedient, I guess?
Don't be abusive, basically.
Oh, okay. Never utilize the Ouija in a graveyard or a place where terrible death has occurred, or you will bring forth malevolent entities.
That's why I feel like I'm living with the devil.
That's why you see shadows in their back doors at night, you dork.
Oh, the very first Ouija boards were made from the wood of coffins. A coffin nail in the center of the planchette window accommodated it as the pointer.
Oh, I like that.
But see, I bet that's one of the myths. Just like,
I don't care if that's a myth or not. That would be a badass Ouija board right
that's
there.
That's metal.
Wow! Right. Hell yeah, man. That's what I'm going to do with my homemade. I'm gonna find an old coffin.
Good luck. Like,
you don't need this anymore, do you?
I see Rudy getting like calling me at like 3 in the morning and being like, I'm in jail. I found this coffin. And the cop said that I'm not allowed to find it in the ground.
No, whatever. More like, he's going to like, go to
jail. It'd be like, dude, I need your work truck here right now. Just GPS my location. Get over here.
He's going to go to jail because the cops are going to be like, they're going to call in on him and be like, there's a weirdo here at the funeral home, and he's asking if we have any spare parts of coffins.
Do you have any old coffin parts?
Send the loony bus.
Sometimes an evil spirit can sempernally inhabit a board when this... Read this word.
People couldn't even pronounce the word, so there's no way that all these rules were followed.
Right.
And especially because there's young kids always playing. They're still like...
What is this? Even the smart guy can't read these, so fuck anyone that's sitting there going, Toby, you're an asshole. I am that, but even the smart guy can't read it. So,
we're screwed. We can't even read half the words in these stupid rules.
I know, you need a freaking dictionary before you can play it.
Yeah, I need a thesaurus to figure out when the hell that word means.
When this transpires, no other spirits will be able to utilize it. Oh, so only one spirit at a time?
Supposedly, yeah.
This is Spirit Club. This is your first time to Spirit Club?
We don't talk about Spirit Club.
So the spirits can't gang up on you.
Right? Ouija boards that
Says
are...
Says who?
Like, bitch, there's two of y'all playing? There's five of us. Right. Say something.
Unless you have multiple Ouija boards, I guess.
Man, you're just asking for
trouble. Yeah, goes to a Ouija party. Nobody does that. You don't do that.
Ouija boards that are disposed of improperly come back to haunt the owner. So, you know how you're talking about, well, I wonder who owned this Ouija board. So, what if the Ouija board that we have...
This board, basically, this Semper Tenebrae...
Say it, Toby, because then I won't even touch the Ouija board.
Is essentially, it means eternally. So they cannot inhabit a board forever.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
So, forever. But forever's a long goddamn time.
Yeah. Well, they can't do that forever.
Oh.
Oh, it can.
Yeah.
So one spirit can inhabit one board forever. Mm. But only one at a time. Mm. If this is your first time at Spirit Club, you have to spirit.
So that's saying that it can attach to the board forever.
But what I was saying about if it's not disposed of properly, then it'll haunt the owner. So
okay, how do you dispose of a Ouija board properly?
But how does can
burn it?
Well, actually, no.
It says not to burn it.
We'll get to all that here in a minute, but. If you sell it or give it away, I wonder if that, like, transfers ownership, or if the
probably
original...
have to bury it.
Original owner is the owner.
Probably have to bless it.
I don't know.
Bless it and bury it.
A Ouija board will scream if you try to burn it. People who hear the scream have less than 36 hours to live. Kristen's giving me a...
Hasbro and Parker employed this nutty body.
I don't think this has anything to do with Hasbro and Parker. I think these are like old school Ouija
myths.
You know,
back
when it was popular to be
like witchcraft.
Yeah.
There's only one proper way to dispose of it. Break the board into 7 pieces, sprinkle it with holy water, then bury it.
There we go.
We have
See,
alien
it has
water,
a blessing and a burying, so we were both right on the disposal part.
Arrange the letters and numbers into a circle, so whatever is trapped within the circle can't escape. So I didn't understand that one. Like, if you tear the board up, I guess? Like, once... I don't know. See, that...
This is harder than taking care of a child.
If you place a
you don't fuck
pristine,
around with demons.
If you hold on, listen. If you place a pristine silver coin on the board, no evil spirits will be able to come through.
I got that.
She's like, oh, I got this.
I
it
got
better,
that.
Better be pristine silver.
Yeah.
It is real silver.
Never leave the planchette on the board if you aren't utilizing it. That should have been like rule 2 or 1. I don't know.
Well, they gotta sit there and they. I mean, 24... maybe they work for the devil, whoever wrote this, and they gotta leave at least one rule
that was,
out in the open.
That was. It's rule 24. Okay, so the last rule that I've got is 3 things never to ask the Ouija board. Never ask about God, never ask when you're going to die, and never ask where the gold is buried. See, doesn't that seem out of order to do? Like, you'd think it would be. I don't know. Anyways. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
So it's okay to ask about evil spirits?
I guess.
Who would ask about... You know, my aunt did that. She asked it when... she asked a Ouija board years ago when she was a kid, when she was going to die. And it actually gave out a date.
Ugh.
Oh, she surpassed that date. Don't get me wrong.
Mandela.
But, yeah, Mandela. But she... That year of her life...
Did she surpass that date?
Yes. She was
every
day of her life till she turned like 31, she was scared to do anything. Because it was like someday in her 30s that she was going to die. So every day up until that day, she was freaked out until she rolled over into the next year.
I used to be really scared of things like that, like with chainmail. Because before was chainmail on Facebook and crap, my grandmother got this really fat envelope to us one time whenever we were living there.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't talk to me anymore, so I don't care if I tell the story. And so me and my sister, we had watched on a movie where if you boil it over, water will open the seal. So we got it open. Fucking chain letter.
Uh-huh.
So me and my sister wrote out like 100 chain letters and gave them out to people just so we wouldn't sit there and get in trouble and we wouldn't like have that. I mean, it was the weirdest chain letter ever. I wish I still had it.
Let's take one final break. And when we come back, we will talk about Zozo. And and maybe do some Ouija-ing ourselves if I can talk these two pansies into doing it.
There's so many rules, I can't remember.
We'll be right back.
I think we're okay if you have the silver coin.
Hey there, fellow podcast fans. Do you love comic books and especially Swamp Thing? Get out of the bayou. So do we. Come check out the Parlapod Show, the world's only podcast dedicated to the muck-encrusted mockery of a man himself, Swamp Thing. This is some serious arcane audio. As we chat with comic book professionals, reviews, spoofs, talk about back issues, everything swampy under the sun happens here. Give us a listen at Parlapod.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, Podomatic, our YouTube channel, and we're on every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern on PodcastRadioNetwork.net. Join your hosts, Dave and John, Parlapod.com. Let's go into the green. We'll see you in the swamps. In the swamps.
So he says, that's how you get inside out, wiener.
Oh, sorry. Didn't see you there. We were just talking about our new favorite podcast, the Careless Deviation Podcast.
Oh, yes. Those boys are the best.
The show feels like you're just sitting on the porch with an old friend. Kim Kardashian says it's like a cold drink of tea on a warm summer day.
Oh, and they are. See, I was going to end it all, and these boys saved my life. I came home drunk one day, lit a cigarette, fell asleep, burned the whole house down. Lost the kids and the wife. They brought me back from the edge, they did.
We've all been there. Tom here slept with my wife while I was out of town. When I found out, I went to his house to kittle him. When I showed up, he was listening to Careless Deviation. Well, needless to say, I dumped that fat whore, and Tom and I became the best of friends.
Now we're like two peas in a pod.
Podcast, that is. You can find them on Stitcher and iTunes.
Don't forget their website, carelessdeviationpod.com.
Oh, and make sure you follow them on Twitter, @deviationpod. And they will be on YouTube soon, so keep an eye out for that. New episodes every Wednesday.
Careless Deviation, your new old friend.
Hey, this is Knock from the Geek Yogurt Podcast. Tune in every week as we discuss movies, TV, comics, and video games. We are on Podbean, iTunes, Satchel, or on your favorite podcast app. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter at Yogurt Podcast and weigh in on our weekly topics.
Test. No buzz.
Just wait.
And we are back and ready to talk about Zozo.
Yeah, I'm curious about this. I've never heard of Zozo.
So apparently there's several names for Zozo, or maybe it's other entities. Uh-huh. I wasn't quite sure. I couldn't really find a lot of research for Zozo, like other than like stories of Zozo. So Zozo is a demon, and she will try to trick you and possess you. And some believe that Zozo is a tulpa. Some believe that Zozo is a tulpa. Do you know what a tulpa is?
I do not.
A tulpa is almost like an imaginary friend.
Okay.
Basically, you will it into existence in your own mind. So, like, I listened to one of my favorite podcasts, the Unbelievable Podcast. They did an episode on tulpas, and it's wild. People will like talk to they interviewed a kid who had a tulpa, and he was like talking for his tulpa, and like it's crazy. So it's a real thing. So it's almost Zozo is just something of your own imagination. You create Zozo, this demon. Also, other names that you want so. What it is the way you know it's Zozo is because it starts spelling out Zozo. So back and forth, Z-O-Z-O. Other names that it may go by, or that if maybe there's other demon entities, are Zam, Zaza, Zono, and, you know, just pretty much any kind of entity, I guess, that has a Z, I would just kind of stay away from.
Zool.
I would talk to Zool.
Yeah, I'd be kind of hard-pressed not to talk to Zool. That'd be kind of neat.
So, not knowing anything about Zozo, really, I was like, okay, just in case, how do you get rid of Zozo? So I went to the most reliable source on the internet.
Wiki!
Yahoo Answers.
Oh, okay. That's, yeah, this is good.
Wiki's is right there with it, though, but Yahoo. So I've got three or four different ways to get rid of Zozo. So here's the first one. Take a sharp knife and carve the sun and the moon off the board. Without them, it's just a plank of wood. But if what you're dealing with is the demon Zozo, then follow these steps. 1. Squeeze some lemon juice into a glass. Using the lemon juice, paint a number of different religious symbols. You may use the pentagram if you wish, as Zozo is not of satanic origin. 3. Microwave the board so that the lemon juice and all the religious symbols are baked onto the board. 4. If the dreams don't go away, then carve the letters Z and O off the board using a knife. 5. If nothing changes after all this, then contact an expert.
So we know this has to be pretty, like, it's a pretty recent, because, I mean, microwaves weren't made until what
year? Well, they're just saying bake it off, you know, throw it in the oven, cook it off, you know.
Well, well, well.
That was you.
That was my tablet. Of course.
Oh, it's time to jack off.
Yep. It's masturbation time.
Masturbation time somewhere.
And right now, that's 11:45 p.m.
He has 15 minutes to get ready till 12.
Yep. Okay. It's a ceremony for me to whack off. So. Anyway, Zozo.
Ouija boards? I got lemon juice.
Just cut that bit out, right?
I got lemon juice. And we got a microwave, luckily.
Will you read the second one?
Which one?
This one right here.
That super long piece? Yeah. You want me to read that?
Yeah.
Oh, jeebly Christmas.
Kristen's going to come over here and read the next one.
All right. Let's see, I have only seen the name Zozo come up once. I was very surprised that something actually happened. Zozo is very powerful. Don't mess with him or her. If he, she does not, does show up, don't panic. It gives him or her power. I suggest that you do not damage the Ouija board at all after Zozo appears. If you are respectful and don't automatically leave, he or she will not be able to attach to you or haunt you. If you have an encounter, here are some tips. Don't use any kind of electronic for at least 2 hours. Great. Great. Every single one of us is attached to our devices. Don't walk into or out of any room until you check to see if the coast is clear. There may be a nasty surprise on the other side. What the hell? That's the other side of what?
Like the door or something, I guess.
I'm not doing it.
If you are certain it is Zozo, do not taunt or laugh at it. Well, no shit. I believe that this spirit is very obnoxious. Okay, so it's
don't taunt it, but call it obnoxious.
Right, right. Well, it's not here yet, so.
I know, but I mean the writer of this?
Right. Is very obnoxious, but not by nature. I have looked at many cases other than mine and found that only when you, 1, try to leave immediately, or 2, are mean to Zozo, does it try to do anything. If you are smart, you will follow the advice to stay alive. Oh, and one more thing. Don't do Ouija sessions during a full moon or new moon. You're more likely to get Zozo.
Yeah.
Nicole, whoever the hell. Nicole, you sound like a goofball. Just so, throwing that out there.
What does Zozo look like, though?
We don't know. It's just an entity.
Because it's like, I mean, if something pops up next to you, how do you not freak out?
That's true.
That doesn't belong there.
Is going to pop up beside me, I don't care if it's bald-headed, it's going to scare the shit out of me, and I'll be like, what are you doing in my house?
Like, you have to be pretty freaking, like, you know, nailed down with yourself to be like, just stay calm. There's something standing next to me, but stay calm.
Will you come read this one?
Okay, I will do that if, after this, you will walk me to the bathroom so I can pee.
Yes.
I've been holding it for like 45 minutes.
You've taken 2 breaks.
Zozo.
Yes,
it's Zozo's. It's Mandela.
Read this.
Mandela put stuff in her bladder.
Right here.
Okay, so you do not burn the board, bury it or put it in a deep pool of water, then return to your home and do the following. Grab some holy water or extra virgin olive oil. I'm going to massage the board up, I guess. Go throughout the house, through every room, and say a prayer. Make cross signs over all windows with either the holy water or olive oil. Clean the house. Dark entities love cluttered environments and may want to attach itself to that environment. Well, good luck there. This house is clean.
This room.
Toby's going to work on that after. Before we do this, this Ouija
this
board
stuff. This entire wall is a magnet for spirits.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a bunch of little animals and everything. They're going
to
come to life.
They're toys and video games and movies and comics.
Swear to God, if Kermit comes at me.
It seemed like...
Kermit's coming after you first, yeah, too, bitch.
Like, come
he's
at
like,
me, bro.
You remember that one time, bro? Prohibition?
Make me look like a fucking weirdo. Contact Delta Paranormal Project or TAPS if your problem is still occurring.
There's a plug.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was great, though, that they put that in there. So I was like, eh.
So I'm supposed to call the transportation bus to get me out of here?
We have a TAPS bus service here. I don't know if that's everywhere.
I think that's TAPS, like the Ghost Hunter show on Sci-Fi.
Yeah, it got the Ghost Hunters. It used to be called TAPS.
No, I don't remember them.
Yeah, they were TAPS. Really? And they're actually called TAPS.
Yeah, but they don't rid of entities, though.
No, they really... Well, they're supposed to...
They're like, or get... So. Call... They're called the Delta Paranormal Project or get famous.
Right. TAPS's last season's coming up, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's not working out for them, or what?
I think they've just been doing it too long. I've been waiting years for that show to come back, and it hasn't come back yet. Anyway.
So the last one is... Do you want to go pee real quick?
No, I'll hold it.
So the last one I've got is, had you not read about the name Zozo on the internet, you would never have come across it. There are only two things that can move the pointer, the planchette. Is that how you say it?
Planchette, yeah.
Planchette, what?
Mandela.
When you speak.
The first is the subconscious movement by one or more of the players called the idiometer effect. Or the second is one of the players is moving it as a prank. It's extremely easy to prove this, and I've carried out this experiment many times, and it has never failed. And that's after the group has had a dummy run. You get an independent person to blindfold all the players, as they can no longer see the letters and numbers and messages. Any messages will be complete gibberish.
Right.
As an added control, when the players are safely blindfolded and without telling them, I quietly turn the board around 180 degrees. The yes and no panels are now on different sides to where the players remember they were. I can purposely ask a few questions which can only be answered with yes or no, and the pointer always goes to the wrong end of the board. If any spirits or demons, etc., were guiding these people, they would have known better. The only reason I carry out this experiment is because many people I like... Well, I don't know what just happened there. The only reason I carry out this experiment is because many people like your good self get duped into believing that you can contact the dead through the board, and that's quite impossible. But if it doesn't stop people from getting frightened, this experiment proves once and for all that the board is fake and just a toy, as it was patented in 1892 by the Maryland Novelty Company. So just throw it in the trash can.
Throw it in the trash can.
Throw it in the trash can and forget all about them. Or if you're like me, help other people who get disturbed by them.
So it's a control method we could use to see if it's legit.
Right. So some of those methods are like You need lemon juice. You need to bless your house with holy water. And then this guy's like, dude, you wouldn't have, if you wouldn't have even found Zozo on the internet or your buddy told you about it, you'd have been fine. Because it's not anything.
Should we do it this way and see if it actually works?
Blindfolded?
Yeah.
We could.
Yeah, we could.
It
would be a great way to see if it's legit or not on a conspiracy theorist show.
Right. So two people would do it blindfolded, and then one person would record the results.
Right.
And be the entertainment.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. I'm down for that.
All right. I'll blind you two.
Nope. Not me.
I do want to add, though, there is a website called museumoftalkingboards.com, and it's got a bunch of great info. It's got a bunch of pictures of different talking boards. You can see a bunch of the ones that I was talking about, like the angel boards and all the other goofy ones. The little cursor.
When it turns into a planchette.
Yeah, it turns into a little planchette when you and there's a part where you have to click yes and no. Oh, and I was like, great. Oh, that's clever. So
that is. I like that.
If you want to learn more about all this stuff, and I guess let's get to the dirty deed.
Okay. We can do this.
Okay. Kristen, are you ready?
Well, you guys can do this.
I'm watching.
Someone's gotta do it with me.
Yeah, Rudy's gonna do it. I did it with Tony last time. But y'all are gonna do it this time.
Rudy's afraid of it. He's never done it. You're going to make him break his vow of celibacy towards the Ouija board.
All right. I'm not playing with it, though.
Is that one too cheap to say that's what she said?
No.
That's what she said.
Because it's going to be cutting into my whacking off time, so we better get this going.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Let's go. I'll grab it real quick.
Whoops. We're off to a good start.
Good start. Where's it at?
It's over there on the corner where, you know, I wasn't going to touch it. Now let's see if the buzzing returns, too.
Yeah.
Kristen, set this thing down.
Will you read the directions? Will you read the directions that are on the box as we're setting this up and turning microphones around?
Okay, so it says, place the Ouija talking board upon the laps of two persons facing each other.
The laps?
Lady...
No, we can set it on the table. Okay. It's not touching me.
Lady and gentleman preferred.
Any more than I have to... Oh, see, lady and gentleman preferred. Nope. Lady and gentleman preferred.
This is from 1960. Rules have changed, Rudy.
No.
Place Ouija mysterious message indicator in center of Ouija talking board, resting fingers with the least possible pressure upon the mysterious message indicator, allowing it to move freely over the Ouija talking board in all directions. Questions may be asked, and in from 1 to 5 minutes, the mysterious message indicator will commence to move, at first slowly, then faster. As it passes over Ouija talking board, each letter of a message is received as it appears through the transparent window covered by the message indicator. Second, care should be taken that one person only asks questions at a time as to avoid confusion. And third, to obtain the best results, it is important that the person present should concentrate upon the matter in question and avoid other topics. If you use it in a frivolous spirit, asking ridiculous questions, laughing over it, you naturally get undeveloped influences around you. Fourth, Ouija talking board is a great mystery, and we do not claim that at all times, under all circumstances, it will work equally well. But we do claim that with reasonable patience and judgment, it will satisfy your greatest expectations. Fifth, explore the mysteries of mental telepathy and subconscious with this time-tested favorite. Sixth, Ouija talking board set should be kept smooth and free from dust and moisture, as all depends upon the ease which the feet glide over the surface. Rubbing with a soft dry cloth just before using is advised. Do not store in a damp place. See that the registered trademark Ouija and the name William Fold appear on all parts of set and package.
Did I just lose the little centerpiece somewhere?
Right here.
Oh, okay.
Yep, you almost cursed us.
I didn't almost curse anything. I don't know what I'm doing with this thing, man.
So, are we ready?
Y'all are ready, yeah.
You're breaking it again.
I don't know what I'm doing.
You're gonna get Zozo on our ass.
You're gonna get Zozo on our ass, man.
It may not be the... Does that say William Fold on there?
Yeah, this one says William Fold right there.
Right here, too. Okay. It has to say William Fold.
I guess they got it both.
Well, yeah, that's how you're gonna sell the William Fold brand. Of course.
All right.
No, it said make sure that the names are on both boards.
It's here and here.
Right, because they don't... Anyways, I would just assume that they were like, oh, if you don't have the William Fold brand, you ain't doing it right.
Well, no, I think what they're saying is if you have a different
different board. Okay, that makes sense. All right, you ready?
No.
Rudy, we can do this.
We can do this.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So what is the first question that we're going to ask it?
I'll let you ask it the questions.
And
I'll
the feet are up on the couch.
I'll just sit here and gently, just a couple fingers, right? You don't need like.
I always thought it was gently,
barely touch it.
Yeah, I think it was fingers.
Okay, so we're doing, right now we're just doing index fingers.
When me and Tony did it, it was fingers, I think.
Yeah, I always did it like that, fingers, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want to do all fingers, man. I want to limit my contact with this damn thing.
Maybe two fingers.
Yeah, do two. We're doing two fingers on each hand. It's just me and Rudy. Is there a spirit in this room? It's a good audio.
Yeah.
Nothing is happening.
I've got my fingers on it.
I'm moving because I'm moving.
That's right.
Okay. Is there a spirit in this room that can talk to us from the other side?
It's supposed to be elbows up.
Is it really? Oh, God, yeah. So many rules. All right.
Is there a spirit in this room that can talk to us? We would like to talk to the spirit of William Fold. Anything?
Nothing.
Okay. So, back to the drawing board. Let's try four fingers on each hand.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm going to try to position better, so maybe I'm not... Because I can feel myself wiggling.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, now, four fingers on each hand.
Right.
Okay. Is there a spirit in this room that can speak with us?
Supposed to concentrate.
Okay, I'm concentrating. Is there a spirit in the room with us?
See, I'm barely putting any pressure on it either. I'm not even touching it hardly. Just so you know.
We have multiple candles here to set the mood.
That's right.
Can we please bring a spirit to this planchette and board, then move? And give us...
Yeah, since you said please, maybe it'll be a nice spirit.
God. I'm trying to be polite. Just because they're spirits doesn't mean they don't like...
Who asked for a spirit to come into a room?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to ask. Okay. Was it William...
Fold fell off the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was William Fold... murdered, or was it an accident? Yes for accident, no for murder.
You moving it? You're moving it.
Yeah, I was moving it.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I guess that's going to stay a mystery forever.
Right.
Kristen, tag in.
No.
I don't think we're going to get this to work.
Not after the Zozo thing.
Apparently our spiritual energy is very lax.
It needs a man and a woman, it said, and...
Well, you look like a woman.
Well, you got the actual qualities to be a woman.
You don't know that.
My name's Jeff.
My name's Bob.
Well, see, you two, you're going to get married soon, so you two should be the ones
doing this. The lovebirds?
Yeah. That thing will fucking blow up, okay? It'll blow up.
Let's try it. Come on, darling.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, come on. You'll just be here by yourself all day tomorrow.
It's just
okay.
It's just a ghost.
Come on. All right, we talked Kristen into it. She's not happy about it, so everyone give her a round of applause. Round of applause! Okay. You scoot over.
There's a reason why I quit messing with Ouija boards, really.
Ouija?
I like it. It's not a Ouija. It's not a Ouija.
All right.
You have to really focus and concentrate.
Okay, I'm stretching. I'm trying to loosen up.
I'm going to stand over here, away from the demon board.
Pop my back. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, is there a buzz in the recording by chance?
No.
Okay.
That's no buzzing right now. You want to do one finger at first?
Mm-hmm.
So me and Kristen have one finger, or index fingers, on the planchette. Is there anything here with us? Is there a spirit in here with us that can communicate with us? Okay, let's try two fingers. No movement.
I don't
movement.
Think it matters how many fingers you really have on it.
Okay, well then let's put all four. Let's just jump the shark and go all four.
I don't think you're supposed to do that, though.
Okay. Is there a spirit that can communicate with us? I'm not moving it. It's slowly moving, it looks like.
I'm fucking around.
Is there something in the room that can communicate with us?
Goodbye?
I don't know. That's what it seems like.
I don't think it's working.
Do you think that was you moving it?
No, I'm not moving it. But I think the more fingers you have on it, the more pressure your body likes. The movement, like...
Maybe that's probably...
Accidental movement. That's why you only put, like, two fingers on it.
Because we had nothing when we had two... Let's do the two fingers one last time. Let's turn it upside down. Okay. Maybe Kristen has a theory. If you have multiple fingers on there, you're kind of putting the weight on it differently. We'll see. We're doing two fingers again, both index fingers.
I'd like to see one of these spirits blow out a candle. That'd be badass. That's just me, though.
You ready?
In case you want to catch a ride home, spirit, Rudy's car is outside.
Yeah, it's the red.
Yeah.
The red one with the chicken on the back.
Aww. Okay.
It's a duck, motherfucker.
Is there any spirits that can communicate with us using this Ouija board? Pushing down on it that hard. Well, I guess we're gonna just have to call this one. What do you think?
I think so.
We have tried a couple of different ways to make the Ouija board work, and no spirits wanted to communicate with us on a 50-year-old Ouija board.
56-year-old. Oh, and by the way, on the board it says Parker Brothers Incorporated, Salem, Massachusetts, USA.
Hey, me and Kristen haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, y'all try it real quick.
Maybe our energies will jive.
Yeah, there you go. You go for it.
The devil's like, I'm already in her. I don't care.
Maybe that's why they're not showing up. Maybe it's your tremendous spiritual presence. No, not really. Ready to get handsy?
No.
No, me neither.
But Toby's insisting that I do.
You do two little fingers? Alright. What are we gonna ask it?
Is there a presence in the room?
Are you pushing it?
No, I'm not pushing the damn thing. One of my fingers isn't even on it.
Right.
I think if you don't concentrate and you interrupt, then it won't do it.
Okay.
I think that's why it's not working, because we all are interrupting and, like, not saying anything. My back hurts, Gus.
Alright. So one more time. Is there anyone here who wishes to communicate with us? I'm barely even touching it. I mean, it's slightly moving.
But I could just have the jitters.
Right.
And not know it.
Right.
Look, I'm...
So we're going to call it, guys?
Yeah, might as well, because nothing's wanting to talk. Maybe the
Talking
board isn't...
board set my ass. The thing is silent.
I'm not supposed to do it alone.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do it alone, and you're not supposed to leave that planchette on there.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, say goodbye. Yeah,
and goodbye.
Good job.
Close the door on this one.
You know what? I think we can do the same thing. I don't think we got really what we were wanting out of this. But we did learn some history on the Ouija, and...
Right.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Maybe the whole thing is to make somebody nervous enough to where they're like shaking, and that will make the board move.
Right.
the jitters and the terrifying.
Well, see, and when
maybe
I,
we just don't have the mojo.
When I was asking,
I think you really have to have like an ambience, like no, like low lights, candles lit. Like I believe you have to like pretty much like have your eyes closed so that you can super concentrate on it. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
Right.
Like if you're like if us were like, well, it's not moving, or are you moving it? Like if you say that, then I think like then it breaks it. It's almost like breaking character with it.
Well, I don't know, because I've seen videos of people doing it and they're freaking out while it's moving,
and I've had. My couple of Ouija board
experiences... You're moving it!
Yeah, no, I've had... In my couple of experiences, it's always like, are you moving it? Are you moving it, dude? And,
right.
Like, it's moving pretty good.
It's like, come on, man, are you moving
but,
it?
No,
well,
but,
I guess Ouija is one way of finding out if your friend's a liar or not.
That's true.
Who your real friends are.
Who your real friends, but they lie
I'm still
to
waiting
you.
For a candle to go out on its own. That'd be the best thing for me to see right now.
Well, see, and you know, when we were doing it, or when I was doing the Ouija board with you guys... I never had an answer in my mind
right.
that I wanted.
Right, neither did I.
I wanted it to be as open as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But, so maybe that was my problem, is I wasn't, like, willing something like the Tulpa.
Well, and you gotta also think, though, if someone, like, plays this a lot, they're gonna memorize the board easy.
Yeah.
So even if their eyes are closed or blindfolded... or anything like that, then you can definitely at least know which way you're making it go towards.
I think there's one positive out of this. We didn't get Zozo! High five! Celebrate!
It's another taunt tip.
Yeah, but we didn't get it.
We didn't get it.
You don't know that.
I got a little shitty high five. There we go. Rudy gave me some skin. Okay.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Let's take our planchette down to goodbye and say goodbye to the listening audience. And
goodbye, planchette and audience.
And audience.
Goodbye.
Adios. See you next time. Or talk to you next time.
Sure.
See ya.
If there is a next time.
If there is a next time.
We'll see how this other thing pans out that we haven't talked about yet.
Shh.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you would, please give us a review on iTunes, and also don't forget to subscribe. You can also find our show on Stitcher, Google Play, and YouTube. So tell your friends. It's available just about anywhere you need to get it. You can also catch reruns of our latest episodes on the Podcast Radio Network at 10 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. That's right after the Tattooed Bananas. It's on podcastradionetwork.net. Again, 10 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. You can leave us a voicemail on topics you'd like us to cover or topics that we have covered. You can give comments, maybe opinions. Tell us what you think is true, not true, whatever. Our voicemail number is 304-602-7444. You can also follow us on Twitter. That's at SecretTransPod. Or you can email us at SecretTransmission@Hotmail.com. We hope you come back and listen to us try to explain the unexplainable. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. This is a podcast about the strange and unusual, the secret and conspiracy. Damn it. I looked down to see if that buzz was happening. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. This is a podcast about the strange and unusual, the secret and conspiracies, the fringe and the supernatural. This is a show where we do little to no research on our topics. We are not professionals in any...
Just a moment.
It scared me. I was like, what the hell is that noise? Stupid motorcycle. Okay. All right, there are too many signs.
Ready to say goodbye, Roger.